the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Hello, you are listening to the Early Childhood Leadership Academy podcast at Erickson Institute. I am Christina Passioni-Zayas, and with me today is Matt Gams, Senior Vice President for Corporate Citizenship from Wintrust Financial. Welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So the participants in the Academy's board training program will engage in sustainability conversations about funding and how to maximize their opportunities. For the purpose of this conversation, we will explore specific ways that nonprofit leaders can better understand and align work with the priorities of investors as one approach that can be used when considering sustainability strategies. So for the first question I have for you, Matt, tell us a little bit about Wintrust's experience with funding nonprofits.
Sure. Well, Wintrust Financial is made up of 15 locally owned charter financial institutions from Milwaukee to Northwest Indiana. And then we have a large mortgage business. And each one of those companies kind of looks at funding nonprofit a little bit different. But at our core, we are community banks. So part of our mission is to service and fill the needs of the communities that we serve. So we kind of have a strategy of how it fits into each community. And that could be anywhere from the city of Chicago to a small town in rural Wisconsin. So each one of them is a little bit different. But at our center of it, our founder and CEO, Ed Wehmer, has always put in the need of being an active participant in citizenship in our towns. So not-for-profits have always been kind of the largest piece of that donation basket for us. It's evolved over the last 25 years. It is no longer just kind of supporting an event. We've kind of looked at this more as an investor now, and I think it's kind of evolved how we think about our not-for-profit partners and makes us look how what we're getting for a return on our investment more.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that evolution? Like, what sparked it from, you know, what it may have been in the early years versus to what it is right now?
Sure. I think one of it is, first and foremost, is that you always want to do good. And what you see in a place like Northern Illinois and Southern Wisconsin is there's no end of organizations trying to do good work. For the longest time, it used to be that people at our local branches would say, hey, this is a good organization. Or some of our employees who we encourage to be on not-for-profit boards were doing it. So we would support the annual event or the golf outing or whatever that might be without really asking a lot of questions as what are we doing with this money and what's being accomplished. Over the years, people become more astute about this. We've become a little bit more thoughtful about what those results look like. And what we're trying to do is trying to say, okay, well, which of our partnerships is really kind of getting it done? The other part really came when the financial crisis came and more people needed help. There was less people corporately able to give help. And we really began to look theoretically of how we can be as a $26 billion company opposed to being a collection of small companies. How can we put more dollars to work and get more results?
Thank you. That was really helpful. Please join us again for the next podcast for part two, where we will explore key indicators for promising nonprofits.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.